Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
My name is Ed, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Okay. English. And no. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Someone likely to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Thank you. And now, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican?
Neither.
You're not registered, no party affiliation?
No party. No party affiliation.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African, American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55?
59.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I'm going to read you that list. Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I only need one. Which one do you think is the most important one? I know they're all important, but I just need one. You think that it will make your day
life
better.
You pick one.
No, I can. You have to tell me. Just tell me one. Just one of them. Traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, quality of your life like growth and overdevelopment. what
overdevelopment.
Thank you. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the panelists best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? What are you?
Republican.
Thank you. And definitely vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to it?
Never Democrat.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Miguel Solimán, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
Thank you. How about Joe Sanchez?
No opinion.
Thank you. How about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
I like him.
Okay, so very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Alfonso Alfie Leon.
No opinion.
Thank you. Joe Carollo.
No opinion.
Thank you. Vicky Lopez.
No opinion.
Thank you. Fabian Basabi.
No opinion.
Thank you. Daniela Levin Cava.
Somewhat.
Joe Biden.
Flush the toilet.
Okay. So, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of him. Somewhat unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Francis Suarez.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Carlos Jimenez.
No opinion.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins.
No, unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Yeah, my boy. Where's he at?
It's favorable, somewhat. Very, thank you. Thank you. Maria Alvira Salazar.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Rosie Cordero Stott.
No opinion.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alpi Leon, Eileen Higgins.
I would go Republican. Republican, anybody who leans towards the Republican Party,
okay.
Anybody who's...
But I don't know where they are. I don't know if they...
Neither do I. I would have to study the candidate.
Okay, I mean, right now you don't know, so I'm going to put undecided. Would that be okay for now?
Yeah. Undecided.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The same thing. It's going to be the same. Thank you. And the same, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, Miguel Salomon, Eileen Higgins. So we don't know, so, you know.
Miguel.
Don't know.
I don't
Miguel?
Like Higgins.
Miguel? You got Miguel? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know Higgins leans towards the Democratic Party.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Approve or disapprove?
No. Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. You will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Eileen Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents. But under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Will make you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins?
Less likely.
Someone less?
Like
much,
less.
Someone,
much.
Much less? Thank
much
you.
Much less.
Thank you.
Yeah,
during
I know
this challenge, oh, you know, okay. During this challenging time, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County's homeowners by nearly $20 million. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Much.
Thank
much
you.
Less likely.
Thank you. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country. With housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States, Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
More likely to vote for her?
Less likely to vote for her.
Much less or somewhat?
Yeah. Much less.
Thank you. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayers-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Much more likely or less likely?
Much more less likely.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. More likely or less likely?
Much more less likely.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that they were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. More likely or less likely?
More or less likely.
Thank you. And one last time, you will be asked for a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Lee, and you said that last time, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo, Eileen Higgins, you don't have an opinion yet?
I don't have an opinion, but I know I won't go to Eileen Higgins. She's Democrat. She leans towards the Democratic Party.
Okay, so how about Joe Carollo?
Como he dicho, which is the less evil? I would vote for the less evil.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't decided yet on this one, right?
Yeah, I haven't decided. Joe Carollo's got his issues, but Eileen Higgins, I know what she's been up to.
Okay.
And she hasn't been doing anything.
Okay. So from this is there's about three or four people that are running against her. So I have to ask you each one. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Solomon, Eileen Higgins, or Eileen Higgins, or you have not done, you haven't decided yet?
No research yet. I don't have a candidate yet.
You got it. I am now going to ask you a few short demographics. We're almost done. We are 93%. One more minute and we're done. I am now going to ask you short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure that we have a representative sample. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
11th grade.
Oh, so you didn't finish the high school, right?
No, I didn't finish high school.
Thank you. And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian?
Cuban.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. And you too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.